Okay, Erev Tov, everyone. A good Erev Shabbos, we're allowed to say already. Tonight's shiur is going to be about the words of the Chasam Sofer on Parshas Vayikra. Let's jump right into the very beginning of the parsha with the illuminating words. I'm hoping to share with you a minimum of seven fascinating ideas, b'li ayin hara, b'li neder, shvua v'kabbalah b'lev, seven fascinating ideas of the Chasam Sofer from Parshas Vayikra. Number one, the Sefer begins with the words, Vayikra el Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe. B'medrash Rabbah, mevi al zeh ha-pasuk. The Medrash on this pasuk quotes the following pasuk. V'kara zeh el zeh. Interesting, Vayikra el Moshe is Hashem calling out to Moshe. The Medrash quotes the pasuk, V'kara zeh el zeh v'amar. V'yisham al fimashim etargim yonasan ben ozir v'kara zeh el zeh, like we read every morning. U'mikablin dein min dein. Interesting. Did you ever think about this when you say uval tzion every morning? We say v'kara zeh el zeh, and the targum is u'mikablin dein min dein. Each one calls to the other one, and we translate that as each one gets from the other one. By calling to the other one, they receive. What are they receiving? So he says, "Shakavanah, shayudei shekori ha-malach ha-acher ha-gadol mimenu," that there's one greater malach calls to the younger malach. Nosaf lo koach l'kadesh es Hashem, v'lomar kadosh, v'zeh u'mekablin dein min dein, shemekablin zeh mizeh koach l'kadesh es Hashem. That when all the angels get together and call out to one another, by calling out each angel to one another, they're giving each other the koach and the chizuk to be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the same thing that Hashem did to Moshe. Kach haya kriyas Hashem l'Moshe, sha'idei zeh nitosef lo shefa l'kabel hanevuah. By the fact that Hashem designated Moshe and called out to Moshe and had a relation with Moshe, that gufa gave Moshe Rabbeinu the chiyus and the chizuk to be able to acquire the prophecy that he needed to. L'chein mevi ha-medrash pasuk v'kara zeh el zeh, al vayikra el Moshe lomar, shekriyas Hashem Yisbarach l'Moshe, the calling out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, hosif lo koach, it added strength, v'nis'ala yidei zeh, and Moshe Rabbeinu was elevated by Hashem calling out to him, k'moshe mekablan amalochim, dein min dein koach lahakdish laharetz pnei ram yoshev al kisei kol baruch hu l'olam v'ed. So, interesting, two interesting ideas here. One of them is the koach that a chevra, that a group of people together could be mechazik one another in terms of their growth and their avodas Hashem. V'kara zel zev yamar, we say u'mekablin dein min dein. When I call out to my chaver and I strengthen my chaver and I give him chizuk and I tell him that he's an important part of the chevra and that he matters, that his davening matters to me, his learning matters to me, his avoda matters to me, that gives a person a chiyas and a chizuk to continue to grow. That's the way the malachim work. You're part of a chevra, you're part of a group, you're part of a shul, you're part of a yeshiva, you're part of a chevra, part of a shir that's learning together. So it's v'kara zel zeh is u'mekablin dein min dein. By calling out to one another and identifying one another, we really get so much out of the call. And adarabah, not only that, but a person has to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling out his name. Vayikra el Moshe, says the Chasam Sofer, by calling out to Moshe, the Rebbe Shem gave Moshe that chizuk. The problem is, many of us, we don't hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling out to us. He calls out to us every day, but we don't hear it. We don't hear him calling out to us. We have to hear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like he called out to Moshe Rabbeinu, he's calling out to each one of us. What's he calling out to us? Shuvu Elai, Vashuvu Aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to Klal Yisrael, calls out to every individual. Vayikra el Moshe, says the Chasam Sofer, if a person would only open up his ears and hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling out to him every single day, that would be a tremendous chizuk, a tremendous lift for every person every single day. Rabbi J.J. Schachter from Yeshiva University spoke to the DRS Rebbes about 2 months ago. And he talked about this Balaturim, the famous Balaturim here, of Vayikra El Moshe, that Hashem told him to write Vayikra, and he didn't want to brag that Hashem called out to him, so he wanted to write it Vayikar, without an aleph. That Hashem just happened, he happened to chance upon him, but not that he really, Moshe Rabbeinu was such a great person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamish, was with him and called out to him. But Hashem said you had to write it. So what's he going to do? He didn't want to write it. So he wrote it small. He wrote it small as a compromise. I'm not really a Vayikra. I'm more like a Vayikar, but Hashem, Vayikar, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like it says, Vayikar Hashem El Bilam. But Hashem said I had to write the Aleph, so I wrote it, but he wrote it small. So Rabbi Schechter wanted to say, based on this, Al Piderech HaDrush, that's the matzav that we all find ourselves in for this past year. It's the matzav we all find ourselves in, that we know that Hashem is calling out to us, but sometimes it's just hard to know exactly what He's saying. It's hard to know. So we know He's there, but we just can't really feel Him. We can't really figure out what He wants. It's so confusing, such a confusing time. So it's the time of the small aleph. That's what Rabbi J.J. Schechter, we're holding in the time of the small aleph. That we know He's there, we know there's a Vayikra, but we just can't see it. It feels a lot like a Vayikar. It feels a lot like He's just, you know, like He's not really connecting with us. We can't really see His hand. We don't really see what it is. We feel like a Vayikar. We know He's there. We know there's really a Vayikra, that He's calling out to us, but we just don't exactly know what the message is. So a lot of times it feels more like a Vayikar than a Vayikra. Let's continue. Great to see you, Mordechai Tzvi. Let's continue. Next, we're going to skip the next piece and go to piece number 3 on the first page. Vaydaber Hashem Elov. Vaydaber Hashem. So it's interesting. The pasuk starts off with Vayikra and then Vaydaber. Vayikra El Moshe, Vaydaber Hashem Elov. Pirush Rashi. L'chal adibros, l'chal amiros, l'chal tzivuyim, kadma kriya lashon chiba. Rashi says that every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to Moshe, he would begin with a lashon chiba. Vayikra, Vayikra is lashon chiba. Vayidaber is a harder lashon. When after he would call them with lashon chiba, then he would deliver the goods. But first, he would get Moshe in the right mood. He would talk to Moshe with a lashon chiba before the Vayidaber. Says the Chasam Sofer, Hakavanahi, Shebechol HaTorah Kadma Kriya, that every time there's a Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lema, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe, Vaydaber, 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 says the Chasam Sofer, every single time, every Vaydaber was preceded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu softly calling out to Moshe Vayikra, Moshe, Moshe, I have something special to teach you. Every day when I walk into Shir, pretty much every day when I walk into my Gemara Shir, I tell my Shir, I have some unbelievably great news for you. We're going to have the incredible privilege of studying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Holy Torah together. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that unbelievable? What a schus that we have to study Torah together. It's got to be a Lashon Chiba. It's got to be a Lashon Chiba. So even though it only says it once, it only says it here, but the Chasam Sofer says, what the matter, it happened every time. Moshe, daber kach v'kach, v'loy boilov b'mikre. He didn't just show up and say, okay, this is what I want you to do. No, there's a Lashon Chiba. There's a Lashon Chiba. Ela kriyas shmo kodem, v'zui kavanas Rashi. That's Rashi's shot. The Ramban has a different shot. The Ramban pirish adele elkoi. It's going on the end of Parshas Pekudei. Moshe couldn't come to the Ol Moed because there was a cloud on the Ol Moed. And a derech hamusser, says the Ramban, if the master is at home, you can't just barge into the house. You got to knock on the door first. It was in the Daf Yomi a couple of days ago, 3-4 days ago, that you're not allowed to just barge into a house. You got to knock first. Lachain, Vayikra El Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe, you're welcome to come in. Umeaz, Hur Shalom Lavo, Ve'ein Moshe Bebal Yavo. So that's the Ramban's pshat. Vayikra El Moshe gave him permission to come into the Ol Moed without knocking. You're always welcome to come in. You don't have to knock. Ushneim Emes, says the Chasam Sofer, both Rashi's pshat and the Ramban's pshat, shnehem emes. They are both truthful. Ushnehem emes. They're both truthful. They're both correct. Dimidiloksev vayikra Hashem el Moshe. It doesn't say vayikra Hashem el Moshe vayidaber elov. Rakstam vayikra el Moshe veloksev mikara shema mina ein kan makomo. You see, it's going on what it said before. It's not a new sentence, Vayikra Hashem Moshe. No, Vayikra Moshe. Who called out to Moshe? The same person we were talking about at the end of Pekudei. Elad Elal Shaykh, V'lo Yochel Moshe Lavad, Vayikra Elov, V'shuv Nichnas B'lo Rishus. Once Hashem said, you're welcome to come in, so then he never had to ask Rishus anymore. Ki Ein Moshe B'Bal Yavo, that Moshe Rabbeinu no longer had an Isser to go into the Mishkan, to the Omoid. Umitulo nichtov la'el samach mamish etzah pasuk v'lo yachol Moshe lavo. But from the fact that it wasn't written over there, vayikra Moshe v'kasu kan samach l'vayidaber shem elav, and he wrote it here near vayidaber, lamadnu shall call dibur kan makriya shel chiba. That every time Hashem spoke to Moshe, he called out his name beforehand. Moshe, my dear Moshe, Maishala. Maishala, I'd like you to go speak to Klal Yisrael and tell them this halacha, halacha X, halacha Y, halacha Le, halacha B, halacha C. Nimsa, hi, vayikra, mishamish l'shnei dvarim. So this word vayikra says the Chasam Sofer, it's two things. According to Ramban, it's going on last week's parsha. According to Rashi, it's an introduction to this week's parsha. Kriyas Rishus, or Kriyas Chiba. Hashem called him to give him Rishus to come to the Mishkan. And Hashem called him as a Lashon Chiba. So there's two very important lessons over here. Like we learned in the Daf Yomi a couple of days ago, you're not allowed to just barge in. So I believe that's why before Shmona Esrei we take three steps back and three steps forward. And that's why before the Shmona Esrei we say the words, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach Ufi Agid Tilasecha. Why are we saying the words Hashem Sefasai Tiftach Ufi Agid Tilasecha? Rabosai, davening is omed lefnei amelech. Davening is mamish standing in the king's presence. It's mamish like just you and the Rabbon Shalom. Tefillah is like you're in a different dimension. It's just you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You mamish omed lefnei amelech. So you can't just barge in. You got to ask permission. Hashem, sefasai tiftach ufi agiti lasecha. Hashem, please open my lips. I wouldn't have the chitzpah to barge into your house and just start talking to you. Hashem, sefasai tiftach, Hashem, open up my lips. Ufi agiti lasecha. It's only because you give me permission. You give me permission to come in. Now I can come in. That's the function, I believe, of Hashem, sefasai tiftach, ufi agiti lasecha. Hashem, I wouldn't have the guts to come speak to the master of the universe. If you give me permission, you open up my mouth. And the second idea, this kriya shel chiba. Kriya shel chiba. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to say anything, there was a Kriya Shel Chiba. The relationship, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted not just that Moshe should be a robot performing all of Hashem's command to tell the Jewish people to do this and tell the Jewish people to do that. No, Moshe, my beloved Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants with his tzaddikim and with all of Klal Yisrael. Kriya Shel Chiba. We have to feel that Kriya Shel Chiba all the time. When we keep Shabbos, it's not just Hashem is saying, keep Shabbos, and put on tefillin, and light the Shabbos candles, and do X and do Y. Before every mitzvah that we do, we should feel a Kriya Shel Chiba. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He loves us. He wants us. We're His chosen people. We're B'nai B'chor Yisrael. The Kriya Shel Chiba comes before every mitzvah. We need to feel a Kriya Shel Chiba, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling us out of love. You're my chosen people. This is why I have this special mission for you in this world. Kriya Shel Chiba. Vayikra El Moshe. Says the Chasam Sofer, every single time, every Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, every single time, not even with one exception, the Rabban Hashem always, Chasam Sofer understands, always had, Maishela, my beloved Moshe Rabbeinu, Kriya Shel Chiba. Please go tell Klal Yisrael this way, right? Your kids in your house, you want your kid to go clean up your room. Go help me with the packages. go, I don't know what. Go bring out the boxes from the back house for Pesach. Go wash, clean out the car. Go vacuum your room. So just like the Rabbeinu Shlom, when he gives us the mitzvahs, there's always a kriya shel chiba. So it can't be, a parent also can't be yelling at the kid, do this, do that. How come you're not doing this? How come you're not doing that? There's got to be a kriya shel chiba. My entire kid, my special child who I love so much and who I feel so close to, and he's part of me and part of everything we do. And please come help. We need your help. It'll be a whole different experience. No one likes to do things that they're ordered around to do. They're forced into do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's teaching us. How do you get somebody to do something or what you want them to do? What's the right way to do it? The Rabbeinu Shlom is the master of the universe. He can tell Moshe Rabbeinu to do whatever he wants. He can say, do this, do that, do that. Moshe would have to answer, what's the kriya shel chiba? No, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us just to be robots. He wants there to be a relationship. There's a loving relationship between the master of the universe and all of us. Vayikra Moshe, kriya shel chiba. We have to feel that kriya shel chiba. Next piece.
Rabbeinu, I'm sorry. Is it possible to say this is the milsa, the b'dichusa that Rabbah was trying to accomplish in today's daf?
The b'dichusa, you want to say that it was a kriya shel chiba? Some of the mefarshim say, yeah, he was trying to be b'simcha. I'm not sure if they talk about how it's that personal connection. I don't know if it's that, but yeah, you want to say maybe that through telling a joke, there'll be that everybody's defenses are down, the guard is down, and everybody's now, we're all hamish, we're all one. Now we can get down to business. Yeah, very, very nice. Very good. Now, the word lemar, right? First pasuk of the Pasha, Vayikra Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elov, and Hashem spoke to him, Me'o Moit lemar. What's the lemar? I mean, the next pasuk it says already, Daber El Bnei Yisrael. So what's the lemar? So what does Rashi say on lemar? Says Rashi, lemar, Tzei ve'emor lehem divrei kivushin. The art school translate here as, go out and say winning words to them. Winning words. Kovish. Divrei kivushin. Yeah, usually divrei kivushin means like, give them mussar. What do you say? Bishvilchem hu nedaber imi. It's only because of Klal Yisrael that Hashem talks to me. So everybody asked, the Chasam Sofer asked, like in five pieces in a row, how is that divrei kavushin? How is that words of Musar? If anything, that's actually words that are building up Klal Yisrael. Look how chashiv you are that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only talks to me because of you. So let's see. Lamar, look and see, you can look at the sources on the sheet. Lamar. Rashi, Emor lehen divrei kivushin, b'shvilchem dami mi, rabim ro v'chein tabu, halahu divrei kavu to gedula, what kind of divrei kivushin, what kind of musar is that? It's kavu to gedula. Shebishvilam zachamoshin, sa'ad divimro. So the Chasam Sofer has like five explanations of this, but the one that I liked the most was the fifth. So we're going to do the fifth one. Take a look. Od yesh tefarish, divrei kivushin, what do you mean words of winning? Words of conquering. Conquer the people with your words. What do you mean conquer the people? So Pashim Shat means conquer the Yetzihara. So says the Chasam Sofer, that Pshat and conquering doesn't work here. What do you mean you're conquering the Yetzihara? You're building them up. You're talking to them so beautifully. Says the Chasam Sofer, you know what you're conquering? You're killing them with love. You're killing them with love. This is the Chasam Sofer Lishitasa, Rabosai. We see all the time the Chasam Sofer, looks like the Lashon Chiba we talked about before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. It's not the right way to be Makarif people by being tough and by being nasty and by being angry and by telling them it's got to be my way or the highway. That's not going to work. Look what he says. Right? The Chasam Sofer is only big into Kiruv, into helping other people and to be Makarif Levavos of other people. Look what he says. Od yesh tefarish divrei kivushin. Ein perusha kivimash shanina b'mastisen. Hechacham hay omer lefneim divrei kivushin. Perushashi shekovshin is halavavos. Lachzir v'lamutav. That by giving him a hot Musar Shmuz to try to bring them back to good. It's a Gemara in Tainis, Tetzvav Amid Aleph. Shem Oyerin L'tshuva Ayinei Musar V'taychachosh Odesh. Sh'omer HaChachem L'achnir L'vav. Oh, you better do tshuva, because if you don't, you're going to burn in Gehenna. No, that's not the way that works with people. That's not Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Lamar to tell them Divrei Kivushin. No. Aval Hacha B'Mishkan. When it came to the Kamas HaMishkan. Kavash Moshe Lido Libam Lavodas Hashem Yisbarach. Ayide Divrei Chiba V'Ava. No, Lamar means say Divrei Kivushin. It doesn't mean go and give them shtak musr, you losers. If you don't shape up, if you don't shave up, you losers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gonna you're gonna burn in the fires of Gehenna. No, I did a chiba v'ava, kedei la'orer avas Hashem Yisparach Yosef v'Yosef belibam sheyavdu also b'chalavavim chalnavsham ru'u kama godol chibaschem. God only speaks to me because of you. Only because of the merit of the Jewish people. So you should come to serve Hashem. Hashem loves you. That's why you should serve Him. Avoda tama b'chalavavchem v'chal nashem mishir ma'on. Right, this is from his son's sefer, from the sefer Shir Ma'on. I think it was the son or the grandson. I forgot it. I meant to look it up. Shir Ma'on, beautiful, beautiful idea. Right, by a fast day when it didn't rain, so it says in Tainus by a fast, so the chacham would get up and give like fire hot musr, fire hot musr, because when you're in an ace tsara, when you're in a time of tragedy, so maybe at such a time you need to like just it's a crisis. When you're in a crisis like a tinus, that's what the Gemara in Tinus over is talking about. Tasvav Amid Aleph, that it didn't rain once, it didn't rain after 7 days, it didn't rain after. It's mamish a crisis. So then you need the fire hot musar. But the Chasam Sofer says that's not what's going on over here by the Mishkan. By the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, so there was no fiery hot musr. No. Hacha b'mishkan kavash Moshe libam lavodas Hashem yisbarach ayidid rechiba v'ava. This is generally, again, when you're in a crisis, then you got a crisis is a different story. But generally speaking, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to try to be Makar of our children or Makar of our friends through fiery, hot Musa Shmuzes. If you don't do this, you're going to die. That's not the right way. Maybe in a crisis, you have to talk like that. But in the Mishkan, in the HaKamas HaMishkan, so Moshe Rabbeinu's job was to be Makar of the Levavos of Klal Yisrael through Simcha, through joy, through excitement. Look! Hashem is speaking to me because in the zchus of you, Klal Yisrael, you're so great, you're so awesome, you should come to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who loves you and is machshev you so much, you should put all these koichos and efforts in because it's going to be good for you, because it's going to be awesome, it's going to be besimcha, with joy, it's going to be fantastic. That's the approach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe. Lamar, say the emor lam divrei kibushin, winning words, Bishvilchem, who nedaber imi? Look how chashuv you are. Now we get to one of my favorite pieces of the whole parsha. One of my favorite pieces of the whole. Each of these is a gem. Each of these is a gem. But now we got the gem of the gems. We're going to skip in the sake of time, in the interest of time. I have a very busy night ahead of me still after this year, so we're going to skip a little bit in the sake of time. I may not go the whole 11 o'clock. Reb Mordechai, you'll forgive me. I got four blot to learn tonight. You know what I'm saying? I got to learn four blot of Psachim tonight. We're making a siyum tomorrow on Shabbos a little bit early. I got to write the notes out early. Okay. Oh, Well, look at this piece. Let's skip down. You could do the rest for homework. I put it out in the chat. Oh. Where am I going to? Here we go. Here we go. El Pesach Ol Moed, famous Gemara. Listen to the Chasam Sofer's amazing take on a famous, famous Gemara. If you didn't understand anything in the Shia till this point, the whole thing is going to be worth it just for this Vart. This is your money. This is your Chasam Sofer money Vart. Here we go. El Pesach Ol Moed Yakir Oso, Lirtzon Ol Lifnei Hashem. Listen to this chat. Famous Gemara. Famous Gemara. Let's see. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Maseches Gittin. El Pesach Ol Moed Yakir Oso, Lirtzono. Yakir Oso means you got to do it whether you like it or not. And then it says Lirtzono. Look what he says. Berashi, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Gittin. Yakriv Bal Korcho, Malamin Shekofen Oso. Right, a guy's obligated to bring a carbon. We force him to bring the carbon. Yochel Bal Korcho. You might think you can mamas force a guy to do it. Tamar Loma Lirtzono. No, he's got to want to do it. So Hakate said, the beginning of the pasuk sounds like you force him. And the end of the pasuk sounds like it's for his own will. Kofen Oso Ad Sheyomer Rotzani. We force him until he says, I want to. Very, very, very strange. Very, very, very strange. You force him until he says, I want to. I mean, what kind of want to is that? I'll make you a deal you can't refuse, right? When a guy has a gun to his head, oh yeah, then he really wants to. Oh boy, do I want to. I want to do this like nothing I've ever wanted before I want to. When you have a gun to your head, so what's going on over here? You force him to say, I want to? What kind of wanting is that? Listen to the Chasam Sofer's Meiridik Pshat on this. I never heard this Pshat. Listen to what he says. And we may close with this Pshat. We'll see how long it takes. Listen to this. V'yesh Lomar. Hakra. What does this Pasuk mean? Ustiras HaDikdukim. And the contradiction between the two Dikdukim of Yakriv, which means he has to, and then Lurtzono, which means he wants to. Hine, Hador B'Kfar, a guy that lives in the country. He lives in the country. V'osek Tamid Rak B'Gashmias. He lives on a farm, and all day long he plows, and he plants, and he eats, and he harvests, and he picks. V'hu Morgul U'mutma V'kol Kach Ad Shezeh Kol Cheshko U'Megamaso. He's so used to the life of plowing and milking and planting and harvesting and chopping that he comes to love this beautiful, beautiful, serene life of all day long gashmias. Vim yomer lo lech asok b'torah. Such a person, we try to tell him, go sit in beis medrash for a morning seder for 3 hours. Guy's going to say, what are you talking about? Uvavoda kmo zar nechshav lo. Such a thing will be so strange and foreign to him. Ki eino roa sham af echad asha yasek b'dvar ma'elu b'torah v'avoda afilu rak shah achas. In his world, he's never seen somebody sit and learn in Beis Medrash. Rak omdim yomim v'layla b'avoda b'bayis u'v'sade. All he does all day long is he sweeps his house and he cleans the house and he cleans the barn. And he cleans up after the animals, and he shechts the animals, and he eats them, and he barbecues them, and he plants, and he harvests. That's all he does. Ein lo shum ratzon u'netil l'tayro l'tu'uda. Aval, says the Chasam Sofer, however. Aval imbo yavo Yerushalema, ira kodesh. If you take this country bumpkin, you take this hick, you take this redneck, this country bumpkin, and you bring him into Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. You take this guy, you bring him to the Kaisel HaMa'arovi, and he sees Ir G'dayla Le'elokim, Klilas Yofi, Misos Kol Ha'aretz, Rabasi Bagoyim, Marbis ha'am bahonam va'osham gdulasam, asher tamo yismal kolzal gdulas ha'ir v'anasheh, Chorei Eretz v'sarea b'gdulasam. Afilu shemetz mino lo ra b'kfar asher darbo. He never saw anything like this. U'cha'olam chadash. All of a sudden, a brand new world is opened up to him. Hakol lefan v'rosh, hakol elu rak Torah v'avoda. Kol megamasam, he sees the whole city of Jerusalem. They're all sitting and learning Yomam v'layla in Koilil. Uvehem yiskabdu. And he sees that this is such an exalted and elevated, lofty way of living. And then the person will enter Jerusalem. And then goes to Har HaBayis. Then he goes to Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim are doing Eved Avdus of Avodas Hashem all day. Uvitoras Hashem, that should say, Tichol Asam. And it's in the Torah of Hashem of their whole goal. Asher Yoru HaKohanim HaLevim Dover Choku Mishpat Lisov Ra Sanhedrin HaGdoyla. He sees in Beis HaMikdash the Sanhedrin, the Choshiva Halaga, Halaga Rabbani HaSanhedrin. Enei HaEda, the eyes, the leaders of the generation. Asher Kol Echad VeEchad Dovek Rak BaHashem Kol Hayom. Each one of them is cleaves HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day long. VaHashchina Choyfefes Al Rosham. And you have the Shechina hovering above the heads of these Tzadike Ador, Goine Ador, Tamidi Chachamim Tzadikim. V'roa Kohanim Alavim B'Bigdeim B'Bigdei Kohuna Asher Aleim B'Kedushasam Aleim U'Befrat Kedushas Mokum HaMikdash Melamit Shamokum Gorim. Oz HaHispailus Kol Kach. The guy, this country bumpkin, will be so nispoil. Asher rigshe levavo yamayin bo velibo kikino yamel iskayev lashem oleikov ulotarasa ulavodasa ulavdo belev shalem uvenefesh chafetza velios afar tachas kapos ragle achachamim v'tamideim. He'll have such a sheifa and a drive that he should be part of the dirt that's under the feet of the chachamim v'tamideim. Ubnei Aaron hakohanim hamishuchim moirei haTorah. Va'oz karbano asher yaklev v'fnei Hashem liritzono b'simcha rabba. Rak ad shemagia shama me'akfar asher darbo mini urav v'chol yuna v'asak of rak b'gashmius. But until he got to Jerusalem and all he knew was his country bumpkin, all he knew was his life on the farm. V'lo ra davar mikol yanam elam yomo. Misham yaviu oso bal karcho. K'mucha chucha anus. So, when you want to bring this guy who's got to bring the carbon, you force him to leave his town. You force him to leave his town against his will. Aval kasha yavu ala kodesh pnima v'yira kalela rigshus kodesh bo. Oz yas al kol meritzonu atov ba'ava rabba. V'ze el Pesach ol moed haynu. Ad Pesach ol moed yakrov oso bal korcho. Aval lirtzonu kashe kvar ba lifnei Hashem. Ozu be'emes lirtzonu yiyeh mishir ma'on. From the book Shir Ma'on. Written by the Chasam Sofer's grandson. Many of the beautiful vorts come from Shir Ma'on, come from his grandson. So it's Meduyik in the Pasuk, he says. Right? Imolah karbanam akarzo. El Pesach ol moed yakrov oso. Until he gets to the Pesach ol moed, it's going to be a hard sell to force him and schlep him to get there. But once he gets there, lirtzono lefnei Hashem. Once he gets there, how can anybody, when he sees the Beis HaMikdash, Kohanim Bavodasam, Leviyim Mashirim Vizimram, how in the world can anybody not be mushba from the city of Yerushalayim? And look what the Chasam Sofer continues. He adds two additional points here. He adds two additional points before we close, before we sign off. V'zeh atam ha-shetziv sator lechol ma'isir sheni lefnei Hashem Yerushalayim. The famous Sefer HaChinuch. What's the reason why we got to bring Ma'aser Sheni in year number 3 and year number 6 up to Jerusalem? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to set up a system that every Jewish home had to visit Jerusalem at least once every 3 years. That's the whole idea behind the mitzvah of Ma'aser Sheni. I'm sorry, I'm wrong. 1, 2, 4, and 5. Year number 1, 2, 4, and 5. That's the reason of Aliyah L'Regel 3 times a year. Why do we have to do Aliyah L'Regel? The Sefer HaChinuch writes, what's the goal of Aliyah L'Regel? Every Jewish family should experience Jerusalem. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, every Jewish family should experience it. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. That's the whole idea. That's the Yakov Rosh HaLertzono. And look at the next line he says. Look what he says next line in parentheses. Look at this. Umizeh Musar Haskel, Lekabel Pnei Talmidei Chachamim, Le'itim Mizumanim. Everybody should go visit Tzadikim, Talmidei Chachamim, Gedolei Torah from time to time. Ulekabel Pnei Rabo B'chol Yom. And you should be mekabel pnei rabo every day. Mitzvahu kedisa begemara chagiga huva b'magen Avram sima tafrei ches. It's a mitzvah to visit your Rebbe every day. Why is it a mitzvah to visit your Rebbe every day? Because when you look at your Rebbe and you look at his hadras panim, and you see the shechina on top of your Rebbe, and you see gedolei Torah, tamidi chachamim tzadikim gemurim. You see the shechin on top of their faces, and it impacts you, and you say, I want to be like that. I want to have the shechin on my face. I want to be holy. I want to be connected to that upper world, to that higher world like my Rebbe is. That's Yakriv Oso Lertzono. Yeah, maybe when you get out of bed in the morning, it's you're forcing yourself. I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to come to shir. I don't want to come to shul. I don't want to come to davening. It's hard to get out of bed because when you're in that world of bed, of gashmius, it's hard to get out. But once you're there with the chevra and with the tamidi chacham and tzadikim, once you're in Yerushalayim or HaKodesh, once you get there, how could anybody not be mushba? My favorite comment of the Rambam of all time. My favorite comment of the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perek Vav Halacha Alf in Hilchos Deis, where the Rambam writes, Derech Briyaso Shel Adam Lios Nimshar Achar Chaveiro V'Reyav Noeg Ka'anshe Mekomo. And the Chiddush of this Rambam I always say is that it's not a weak person who is influenced by his surroundings. It's not a weak person. That's the normal human condition. That's the way we are. We are mushba from the tzaddikim and tamidi chacham we see. We're mushba from the places we visit. We're mushba from where we hang out, what we do, where we are. We are influenced by these places. So with your permission, I'm going to stop here because I have a long night ahead of me. A long night of the 10th parak of Pesachim ahead of me. So we should all be zochet to feel the love of Hashem's call upon us. Pesach is all about that. Pesach is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu designating Klal Yisrael. B'nei B'chori Yisrael. Shuvu Elai V'ashuv Aleichem. We should all feel the Kriya Lashon Chiba. The Kriya Lashon Chiba. We should all feel that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu calls out to us. He gives us permission to enter. Hashem Sefasai Tichtach Ufi Agit Hilasech. He gives us permission to enter. And when we put ourselves in the right atmosphere, in the right circumstance, we could all have that tremendous passion and excitement for Avodas Hashem. So may it be the will of Ribbono Shel Olam that we continue to grow and develop in this way. I want to also invite everybody, Tuesday night, same bat time, same bat station, Tuesday night at 8:30, right over here, I'm giving a shiur, Chasam Sofer on the Haggadah. Chasam Sofer on the Haggadah, Tuesday night at 8:30. Chasam Sofer on the Haggadah. Everybody's welcome and invited to come on this same Zoom station, Tuesday night at 8:30. Chasam Sofer on the Haggadah. You're all welcome to come. Have a great Shabbos, everybody. A great Shabbos.
Have a good show.
Shabbos, Rabbi. Rabbeinu, thank you so much. Should be a short night, not a long night, Rabbeinu.
It's going to be a long night.
Let's hope.
Rabbi.